Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with my co-host Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right today, Terry. I'm doing okay.
Good, good. I want to start the show off first by remembering Vesta Williams, R&B singer Vesta Williams, passed away this week. So our thoughts and prayers go out to her family. And also, Mike, I read about Orlando Brown passing as well.
Yeah, that's the guy from the Baltimore Ravens. He was a former football player, and people know him because that's the guy. It was a while back he got his eye put out because one of the referees threw the flag and it hit him in the eye, and it when his eye went through the his face mask and it messed his eye up.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, well, our thoughts and prayers go out to both of those families of Vesta and Orlando Brown. Wow. All right, let me welcome to the chat room. We have a couple of guests in the chat room. Westbound from Germany is in the chat room as well. Welcome, you all. James Kohler, welcome. Joe from Germany just popped in. Welcome, everyone. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Bobby's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak with our guests at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Our guest today is a multi-instrumentalist. His name is Bobby Serafimovsky, and he is joining us from Macedonia in London. Bobby, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Bobby's
hello
new CD...
to all listeners and the host. I'm so glad to be your guest today, and thank you for meeting me. I am a regular listener to your radio show, and I can say that you contribute a lot for the artists around the world. I come from Macedonia, from Balkan, from Europe.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you. I want to let everyone know that Bobby's CD is called No Borders. Really nice CD. It's available on Facebook, Amazon. Well, I'm getting the sites mixed up. It is available on Amazon, and again, it's called No Borders. Okay, Bobby, sit back and relax. Enjoy yourself. Mike and I are going to make you, hopefully we'll make you feel right at home. And let's get started with your background. How old were you when you started playing?
Okay, I can say that I started with music since my earliest childhood when I enrolled at the music school at 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This was because of my parents, to whom I am grateful for enrolling me there. And after finishing the elementary stage at the school, I enrolled at the secondary school for music, and after that at the music faculty. I must tell you that my favorite instrument was the piano.
Mm.
And I was enrolled to study playing a clarinet. Now you must wonder how I became a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
This happened very simply when I formed my first band at 14 years of age. And I must tell you that guitar had me since the first time I used it. I will never forget my first guitar, which my father bought for me, and many sleepless nights because of it filled with great joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot even begin explaining how many hours I played a day or night, to put it plainly, music for me was my life. Imagine what it means when music wraps you completely with all its power and magic which still remains.
It still remains, yes.
Wow, cool. So Bobby, so who were some of your influences?
Oh, sure, rock music, blues, and jazz were always deep in my soul. The Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Elvis Presley, later the guitar hero Jimi Hendrix, the King of Blues, B.B. King, and many other American bluesers and jazzers, made me think in that direction and in composing my music. I would like to tell you, listeners, that a great influence on my work in studying classic music were also great classical names such as Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin, Bach, Franz Liszt, and many others. Besides smooth jazz, my goal and desire is to become part of the film industry as a movie soundtrack composer. Over 70 of my works have been licensed and are being offered with film tracks in the American market in the renowned publishing house. I hope you know McAvoy Records, and that is to say their music library, Music on McAvoy. And I have signed a contract with a movie soundtrack composer 2 years ago, and it is already being offered in Hollywood and around the world.
Okay, so now how did the collaboration with the McAvoy Music start?
The contact and signing on the contract with the people from Music on McAvoy come completely spontaneous and by accident. I offered my books on a number of publishers and promoters via internet.
Okay.
And with links where people could hear my songs. From the many authors, I chose to be a part of this renowned company. I would like to thank to Lucille Hunt, the Dieter Momus Music Library, who believes in my qualities as a composer and publisher.
Oh, okay. All right. So now, as I mentioned, your CD is called No Borders. So tell us the inspiration for the CD.
Yes, my first CD came out in January 2011, entitled No Borders. It was published for U.S. New Jazz. It has 8 compositions. The music is instrumental smooth jazz. Also, there is one blues track which resulted with, I already said, for influence of the old school bluesers and jazzers. The inspiration from my music come from everyday life, love for my family and friends, depending on the mood the music comes out, more specifically the composition Sirens on the Beach, which is a favorite, come out when I was on the beach during sunrise in the early morning. That is why it sounds with optimistic and joyful music where people can find themselves.
Okay. All right, well, let's listen to Sunrise on the Beach. This is from Bobby's No Borders CD. Oh, I love that. That is so nice, Bobby. That is a beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine on the Beach is what
Sunrise
is
the name. On the Beach.
I'm sorry. My apologies. Sunrise on the Beach is the name of that song,
yes.
And you can find
yes.
that on his CD, No Borders. So now tell us, are
yes.
there other artists performing with you on this CD?
Oh, I am a multi-instrumentalist,
mm-hmm.
and I play several instruments. I am good at producing, and this provides me with the opportunity to compose, produce, and play by myself.
Mm.
All that you will hear on my CD is created by me.
Mm-hmm.
However, this does not mean that I do not want to work with other musicians. With the pro for that is my cooperations with the one and only the amazing jazz artist, James Colac from London. You know James, yeah?
Yes, he's in the chat room.
Yes. With an announcement of our single, I would like to tell you that it is a modern smooth jazz instrumental track composed by both of us and produced in London by James Colac. In his recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we are looking for support for recording a music video. I'm quite famous in my country with musicians. I have met our president about this project, who promised me that the state will stand behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
mm-hmm.
I made contact with our prime minister and meet the Ministry of Culture that have a great understanding about promoting of artists from Macedonia, and of course through the musicians promoting of our great country, because Macedonia is a wonderful country, and I hope through the video we create we will represent Macedonia as it deserves with all its beauty, and we plan to film in London, United Kingdom, and across Macedonia. Let's wait and see what happens about it.
Yes. Well, great. That is great. So, as I mentioned, James Cola is in the chat room. So, welcome, James. And, Bobby, I have a question for you from Joe from Germany.
Okay.
He would like to know, with all these economic problems in Macedonia, how's life as a musician there?
Yes. Well, we know that economic situations is very difficult around the world, also in Macedonia, but good musicians, you know, they can find right way to be successful and try to doing something outside from Macedonia and to doing something around the world, you know.
Okay.
Like artists to play outside from Macedonia, gig stage with musicians and to promote.
Mm-hmm.
All music outside from Macedonia.
Mm-hmm. I have a question to piggyback on Joe's question. What is the jazz scene like there in Macedonia?
Well, here in Macedonia, we have a great jazz musician. So we have jazz academics.
Bobby, I can't hear you. Okay, that's better.
Here in Macedonia, I told you that we have a great jazz musicians. We have a high jazz school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have traditional Macedonian music that we make a new arrangement in the jazz style, you know, and promote it.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to go to another song from Bobby's No Borders CD. The song, Bobby, Forever in Love. Tell me about that one.
Yes, Forever in Love, that is one song that inspiration comes from me, from depth of my heart, you know. And I think that this song is my favorite song from the CD. Hope that the listeners like it and they can find big emotion in the song.
All right, this is Forever in Love.
Yeah, Forever in Love.
Another beautiful song from the CD of Bobby Serafimovsky, and then the CD is called No Borders. You can find that on Amazon.com. You can also find Bobby on Facebook, so check him out there. And Bobby, are you on Twitter?
No, only on Facebook.
No, only on Facebook. Okay. All right, so check him out on Facebook. His last name is spelled Serafimovsky, F as in Frank, I, M as in Mary, O, V as in Victor, S-K-Y, Serafimovsky, and his first name, Bobby, B-O-B-I. So check him out on Facebook. All right, so great music, Bobby. I love the CD. I like the music that you sent me. I really enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, so let's.
Your opinion.
I'm sorry.
I really appreciate your opinion.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So let everyone know where the CD can be purchased.
My CD can be bought online via sites for selling of music, like CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes. I believe that this way of selling is great because it is available all around. And in a talk with a friend of mine who promotes jazz artists and knows how to sell music products, explaining that the revolution with selling is yet to come in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The entire distribution and selling of music will be online via cell phones and websites. If your listeners like to have my music, they can download it. They could write Bobby Serafimovsky, No Borders.
Okay, No Borders. All right.
Yes. People could hear my songs there. From the many offers. I'm sorry.
No problem. I wanted to let you know that your music is also being played, you know, on internet stations here. Mike Scott is playing it, and Smooth Jazz in the Mix is also playing it. Westbound from Germany says he thinks he's heard it on Smooth Jazz in the Mix. So your music is getting airplay.
Hi there.
All right. Yes. Is this James?
Oh, gosh, I didn't realize that just going on air now. Hi, how are you?
Hi, James. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. And, Bobby, we have James Kohler on the phone.
Hey, hi, Bobby. How are you doing?
Hey, hello, James. How are you? I'm fine.
Oh, I'm really, really well, thank you.
So, James, tell us about...
For you, that you are in the radio show. Regards from Macedonia, from my family.
Ah, thank you, Bobby. Regards from London, England, at 25 minutes past 9 in the evening.
Past your bedtime, huh?
Thank you very much.
Just about. I need my beauty sleep about now, yes.
So, James, tell us about how you met Bobby.
Ah, well, Bobby and I have been friends for probably maybe about a year, I think,
mm-hmm.
You know, via Facebook.
Okay.
And Bobby asked me about have a look at one of his tracks, and he sent me one of his tracks, and I've basically done sort of an up-tempo arrangement of one of those tracks, and that's the track that's going to be released very soon, hopefully. And you know, it was really fun to do, a really nice collaboration, and I hope we can do some more soon.
Yes, well, I think that you guys, you know, what I've heard so far, I really enjoy. And Bobby, how do you like working with James?
I must tell you that I'm so excited to working with James because, you know, James, he's a great musician, he's a great producer. I think that he's one of the best musicians in the United Kingdom, you know, and I'm sure that we can do something good about the production,
mm-hmm.
about the our projects, you know. Thank you, Jen.
Bobby, as we say over here, the check's in the post. Thank you. You're too kind. You're far too kind.
Mm. Well, thank you, James, for calling in and sharing you're working with Bobby. I like the CD, the music that he sent me. I really enjoy he does really good work, really nice work. So thank you for calling in and sharing.
Yeah. Absolute pleasure, and lovely to hear your voice, Bobby, and enjoy the rest of your interview. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Jeff.
Bye, Bobby.
All right, that was James Cola calling in. He worked with Bobby on the CD, so I asked him to call in just to share a little bit about that. Okay, Bobby, we're going to go to the next song, Tears and Rain. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, this is a typical guitar song. You know, sometimes I want to play guitar and to record guitar, and this is typical guitar song that I think that the people like.
Okay. All right. From Bobby Serafimovsky's No Borders CD, this is Tears and Rain.
Thank you.
All right, that was Tears and Rain from the No Borders CD. Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, I want to ask you about the CD cover. Wes made a comment in the chat room that he liked the cover. So could you tell us about the CD cover?
Yes, the CD cover is really nice. I like it. And the choice of the CD cover make the publisher. U.S. New Jazz.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, very nice. Okay.
Yeah. You like it, yeah?
Very much. Very much so. Yes. Great shot. Okay, so now tell us about projects and films that your music has been used on.
You would like to know about concrete projects?
Yes.
Oh, I can say that there are many positive reviews from film supervisors and workers on music on Mac Omni others relating to my composing range. It is only a matter of time when some of my works will be part of a movie project, and I hope it will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I am one optimist. I know that it will take patience and faith, and those good things are soon to happen. I will believe in myself and the happiness that follow me in my musical trail.
Okay.
Now, Bobby, I want to ask you, now, how are you using the internet to promote, you know, yourself and your music?
The internet seems to become a window to the world, and with always possibilities, we musicians that are not from the United States or other music centers have managed to create contacts with many publishers, agents, managers, promoters, and good musical relations and contacts. My opinion is that there are not more limits when promoting your own music because of the internet. The most important thing is to have music which is going to be accepted by the public, and of course to be lucky with composer and when artist to find the right contacts. I was that fortunate to find the right contacts, first of all with the people from Musical McEvany, and of course the publisher of my first CD, U.S. New Jazz from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I remain in contact with all of those people via internet, and proof of that is the contact I actually had with you and the interview which is currently ongoing. Yes. I must thank you, God, for the internet.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to speak with you. You know, we've interviewed some other artists from overseas as well, and we always enjoy having all artists on the show. You know, it's our job, our pleasure. We enjoy, you know, giving you guys exposure and to the listeners, and so they can hear your music and know who you are.
Yeah.
I have a question from the chat room. Westbound would like to know, is the title No Borders inspired by the then political movement that manifested in the country?
Just a moment. The name of the CD cover is No Political. When I say No Borders, I think the No Borders in the music, you know. The music is so English for all nations, for all people around the world.
Okay.
So that's my idea.
Okay. All right. All right, there you go. All right, so now I talked to you before we came on the air, and you told me that you've been here in the States. You were in Chicago.
Yeah.
Is that correct? What did you do in Chicago?
I was in Chicago to see some my friends and to see people from music business.
Okay. Have you performed here, though?
Yes, I was playing there in one famous club underground, Wonder Bar, in the downtown in Chicago, and I have great experience from there. I was playing with really amazing jazz musicians, Americans. I must tell you that America is very kind, very friendly people, and there is very, very good musicians.
Oh, okay, good, good. Well, hopefully,
yes, I
you know.
I was playing with Lorna Boston band. Lorna Boston,
oh.
she's from Chicago. They play, they make a good celebration in the Underground Wonder Bar. They play jazz. Really amazing sound.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, you will
Chicago
be back in the States.
Chicago is deep in my heart. I love Chicago, and I love America.
Yes, yes. Well, hopefully you will be back. Hopefully you will be back.
I hope that soon we'll be again there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe Los Angeles. I don't know.
Okay, I have one more song that I want to play, and this is called Piano Revolution. Tell me about this one.
Oh, Piano Revolution. I think that this song has big energy, you know. I can't explain what's happening in my heart when I make a recording session for this song, you know. But when I play, I play when I say it from deep of my heart, and I think that the people can find emotion in the song, and I don't know. I can't explain.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. This is Piano Revolution.
Yeah. Thank you.
right. That was Piano Revolution from Bobby Serafimovsky, CD, No Border.
Timofsky.
Thank you. His CD is called No Borders. You can find it on CD Baby, Amazon, and iTunes. All right. Well, Bobby, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
I'm so glad. You're welcome.
Okay. And now, I know that this – before I let you go, let me just ask you one more question. Are you working on new music?
I'm working to build my studio recording equipment.
Okay.
And I'm done with new songs, and I'm looking for publisher for my new CD. You know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
Surprise for listeners.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations to you again on No Borders, and good luck to you in your career. Much continued success to you.
Thank you again for having me with you, Cass. I hope that your audience likes the music. We will be great pleasure for me to have a live performance on some jazz festivals in the United States and the world, where I could meet my fans.
Yes, that
and
would
I
be
wish
nice.
You to continue with your successful show and many more to come.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Say hello to your wife for us, and you too have a great day.
Yes, have a great day.
Thank you very much. She said hello for you.
Okay.
And have a nice day today, you and your listeners.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Bobby.
Best regards from Macedonia.
Yes. Thank you very much. All right. That was Bobby Serafimovsky. His last name is spelled S-E-R-A-F, as in Frank, I-M as in Mary, O-V as in Victor, S-K-Y, and his first name is Bobby, B-O-B-I. His CD is called No Borders. You can find that on CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon, and follow him on Facebook. Send him a friend request on Facebook. All right, so Mike, what's going on in your area?
Nothing much, Terry. We in D.C. we just had the Congressional Black Caucus. They had their week-long events this weekend, and that's been going on and everything. So, you know, that's been going on downtown. But other than that, nothing much. What else we got? Well, I want to say October the 14th, as you know, we have Tony Exum Jr. coming back to Baltimore.
Yay, Tony.
Yeah, Tony coming back to Baltimore, and with Archerod Jr., Pamela Williams, this actress, and Brian Lanier. So that's going to be a pretty hot show with Tony coming out this way on the East Coast. Like I said, of course, I think Brian Culbertson will be here soon. Leticia, she'll be here as well. So there's going to be some hot shows coming up in the fall and on the East Coast. And also the Rehoboth Jazz Festival that's in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. That's going to be coming up in October as well. That's a week-long jazz festival. It's going to be pretty nice, so you guys can go and check that out. I think it's RehobothJazz.com, if I'm not mistaken. But it's going to be a great jazz festival. Just a lot of different things coming up. I'm thinking about maybe going to New York City to see Matt Marshak, Joey Somerville, and Ollie Silk. That's going to be a hot show as well. So, you know, just trying to maybe make my way up and down the East Coast to go do some networking and go see some guys and everything. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Anita says hello from the chat room. And
I don't want to speak to Anita. I don't want to speak to Anita right now.
Uh-oh.
Tell Anita she can take back that hello, okay?
No. What's going on?
Oh, man. No. I love messing with Anita. You know, she wished me a happy birthday. When she wished me her birthday, she told me she's going to give me some. Well, she knows where she put it, but I won't say that.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm very hurt right now, Trey. Very hurt.
I'm sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of Brian Culbertson, he will be here next Friday. And I'm excited. I haven't seen him in a while, so I'm looking forward to seeing him along with Lisa Lang is coming down as well to hang out. So we're going to have a good time with Mr. Culberson next Friday, September 30, at the Santa Fe Station inside the Chrome Showroom. So looking forward to that.
Wow.
So tomorrow we have a show, but we're not interviewing anyone. It's going to be a music show, and we are giving away two of Matt Marshak's new CD, Urban Folk Tales. And you know, the 2011 song of the year for me on that CD is Teddy P. I love that song. So we're giving away two of those CDs tomorrow. Compliments of Matt Marshak. Thank you, Matt. So you tune in tomorrow for that. On Monday, we're talking to saxophonist Jessie J regarding her new CD, Hot Sauce. And that's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So you want to tune in for those as well. All right. Well, that is our show, everyone. Thank you to Anita, James, Joe, and Westbound, all of those in Europe joining us and listening to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate having you on and supporting Talking Smooth Jazz. Again, tomorrow we have a music show, all music, giving away two CDs, from two of Matt Marshak's CDs, Urban Folktales. So you want to tune in for that. If you do not have that CD, it's good. It's so good. So good. So you want to tune in for that. All right, Mike, you have a great day.
You too.
All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz again with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.